I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Tonight, BBT brought to you by Jerry's Home Services with Tim Barbalace and Ryan Ripken starting at 6. Then get back to your calls. Then we're going to count some dough with buy or sell. Then we'll get back to your calls. And then we'll get back to your calls because we're talking about the Orioles in last place, 15 games under 500, 11 and a half games behind the New York Yankees. By the way, and we'll do this more when we do the American League East report at 1:15. The Yankees are the only team in the division with a winning record, Ryan Ripken, a week. Mm-hmm. Oh, Memorial Day is a week from today.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't think that was on anyone's bingo card here, that one team in the American League East would be over 500. And then on top of it, how about you looked into the AL Central? They would have four teams
right
over 500. Right. Hey, I thought that was supposed to be the weak division. Not anymore.
Yeah, and the Yankees are banged up and still doing all this damage, taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets over the weekend. All right, Nolan McGraw, get in here. We haven't spoken to you in about an hour or so. How you feeling? You feeling now melancholy about the good old days of Brandon Hyde?
No, I'm feeling good. I got my wish, as everyone is pointing out. I don't know what I expected the reaction here today to be, but just kind of chuckling, like the fallout of all this. Everyone all of a sudden now sad for Brandon Hyde. It's like, what? Like, did we not just go through these conversations for the past month? Like now, oh, all of a sudden, oh no, this was wrong. This was the wrong move. You know, they fired the wrong guy. It's like, okay, just because he's not at the top of the list, on the blame list, so to speak, doesn't automatically make him a great manager. That they're somehow losing this piece that you just, oh my God, how could you get rid of this guy? It's setting the franchise back multiple years. No, both things can be true. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this has been the entire time. But firing the manager is a quicker, more realistic kind of, all right, do it, wipe your hands clean type of move than firing the GM. GM's not going to fire himself. That has to come from above. Now, we're wondering how much of that above influenced the Hyde decision. But even if it did play a part, it was probably Elias still kind of coming to that conclusion on his own for the most part. So, again, in-season GM firing, kind of unprecedented. I don't think it's going to happen in season. When we get to the end of the year, we'll see, especially if they have to sell at the deadline. Now Elias is going to be judged on his selling moves, not his buying moves. If that doesn't pan out immediately or that gets panned in the immediate, could lead to his downfall.
But you'd also have David Rubenstein entering his third year as the owner. But really, it's first. I mean, he was introduced as the owner of the team last year on opening day. And it was right after the Key Bridge tragedy. And so him taking over, yeah, it's great. And the Orioles got off to the great start. And we were all kind of kumbaya loving life. This will be, or he whacks Hyde, or Elias rather. Now he's got to hire a new GM. Who does he rely on to make that decision? The new GM's going to have to hire a new manager, whoever that may be. And as we talked about us doing the show here, ripping it with Ryan, they got to spend dough because half your pitching staff's free agents. So you're going to have to get a little more aggressive in the spending as well. There's still a good core to compete next year because, all right, Grayson comes back next year. I'm not holding my breath, but assuming. Perfect world, Bradish, Wells, blah, 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 Kramer, Povich gets a full year experience. Then you add a Burns-level dude at the top because Eflin, I'm assuming, is going to be Gonzo. Felix is going to be another year removed from Tommy John, so you're cool there. You're probably going to have to add a couple pieces. I mean, there's still a nucleus. I'm flushing this year, personally, not that I know anything. But next year, you're not going to – this isn't a five-year rebuild. This is a, all right, we suck, but next year, watch us take off and do some stuff.
Right. And next year –
maybe I'm wrong.
There can't be any carryover of what we're seeing this year in terms of on-field results or team building or anything. that once we get to March next year, that all has to be taken care of, or at least the majority of it. Do your work in the off season. With none of this, well, gap year type. This is the gap year. We're already waving the white flag. This is it. So you're going to sell at the deadline. You're going to make moves there that build you for the future. You're going to have to go hard in the off season. But as soon as spring training rolls around next year, it's go time.
I think one thing, because I'm not going to throw the white flag in there right now, because, and what I mean by that is, I'm not saying that Baltimore is going to make the playoffs. You're telling me there's a chance? What, 1% right now?
Lloyd Christmas,
baby. So you're telling me there's a chance? That's not what I'm focusing on here. But to go with the plan for next year, Nolan, because that's where everyone's looking to 26. This year is still extremely valuable for the direction of where this ball club goes, because how these young guys develop is going to be the most important thing. Yeah, you can go out and spend money, but if your core does not improve, I don't care how much money you have to spend, because then you're going to have deficiencies at what are supposed to be strengths. If Jackson Holliday continues to play like he does, boom, that's a strength. Get Westberg healthy. Get Kowser at bats again. I don't care if he only plays half the season. He needs reps in the big leagues. Get Adley going again. Gunner's going to be fine, but you see what I mean right there? Mm-hmm. And then Cade Povich. If Cade Povich develops, you talk about that rotation where Cade's like, man, he sneaky could turn into a 2 or 3 starter. Maybe could he ever flirt with being an ace? Not going to say that, but you see where I'm going. You get a better idea of what you actually have, and then you got to be aggressive. And then you got to set the foundation of what you have and what you need. But right now, we're still trying to figure out, what are the Orioles going to have going into 26 before you got to make all these decisions?
Right. You're basically taking inventory. Mm-hmm. And I would take it a step further. Like the Westberg and the Kowsers, I want to see them back, no doubt. But I feel a little more comfortable in who those guys are as major league players. How about the Mayos, the Kerstads of the world, yep, the guys that we really don't know? Like it's a complete toss-up whether they could go one way or the other. Are they a bust or are they a true major league talent? We got to figure it out now. And then game plan off of that. Are we trading them? Or are we holding them? I'll say this right now. We start next year and both of them are both on the roster. I don't know what the hell is going on. Move one of them, for God's sake. I mean, no more of this holding on to everybody.
And by the way, as we hit the top of the hour, I got the whip around coming up next. Then your phone call. So hang tight. We'll get you, I promise, at 410-583-1057. First wave, Adley, Gunner, Westberg, Grayson, etc. Help them get good. The second wave, Kowser, I guess, falls into the second wave. Is that fair? And he helped them get to the playoffs last year. But Holliday coming into his own. But Mayo, Kerstad, there is no Grayson-level pitcher. That second wave, not so much. We'll get into that and more when we come back. Riveting with Ryan on this Monday. Orioles have lost 6 in a row, 12-14. They're in Milwaukee. Take it on the Brewers, who right now are not having a good go of it themselves.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.